UWI finance expert sees challenging economic times ahead for Barbados. Prime Minister Martley urges national consensus on what she sees as badly needed education reforms. The DLP denies it's been involved in the consultations on the education overhaul. On the 47th anniversary of the Cubana disaster off Barbados, Ambassador David Comisión urges U.S. President Biden to end sanctions against Cuba. Good afternoon, I'm Stetson Babb. This is The Latest. A University of the West Indies finance expert believes there could be challenging economic times ahead for Barbados. UWI Professor of Finance and Pro Vice Chancellor Dr. Justin Robinson was reacting to the latest World Bank economic outlook, which predicts a significant slowing of the rate of growth of the Barbados economy. According to the World Bank, while Barbados achieved economic growth of 11.3% for 2022, the rate of growth will decline to 4.6% this year, 4% next year, and 3% for 2025. Professor Robinson describes the World Bank's report as sobering, given its predictions for the global economy.
And it is quite a sobering report. It certainly is an extremely sobering report, which makes everyone pause, where they are predicting that global growth is expected to grow to slow significantly in the second half of this year, which we are in, and that weakness will continue into 2024. The global economy, which is a major driver of many aspects of the Barbados economy, the global economy is going to be more of a headwind to Barbados achieving its economic growth and other objectives, rather than something that supports our growth. It's really a headwind that we're going to have to overcome.
Professor Robinson sees risks to Barbados' economic targets.
I think all the trends, it's a very sobering report. The continued high inflation and the tight monetary policy coming from that, and the need to finance this transition to, as we mitigate and adapt to climate change, are really major challenges that require coordinated global action, which, given the global political environment, it's not clear that we will get that. So as a result of that, there is significant downside risk to the Barbados economy as we go into 2024-2025.
UWI Professor of Finance and Pro Vice Chancellor Dr. Justin Robinson. As government lays out its plans for extensive education reform urging national consensus, the Democratic Labour Party denies it has been part of the consultations, though admitting it met with the ministry. DLP spokesperson Felicia Dujon has issued a statement seeking to clarify her party's positions a day after Prime Minister Motley, who chairs the Education Reform Committee, joined education officials in laying out the reform plan.
Conscious that when we in good faith say that this must be embraced by all, and I thank the ministry also for consulting with the opposition, but I go further and make the point that as chair of the oversight committee, as you heard from Dr. Denny, that I am ensuring that the offer to participate equally be made to the opposition in the management, because a time will come when this country will have different governments.
But the DLP's spokesperson, Felicia Dujon, maintains that the party was not part of any consultation with the Ministry of Education or stakeholders regarding the education policy.
We discuss our concerns as to, one, how will we fund this policy and how we will ensure the transition of an incomplete educational rehaul being done within our society, and two, how it will affect the lives of children within Barbados. However, we were reassured by the CEO of the Ministry of Education that at some point we will have received a draft document so that we would be given the opportunity to provide our feedback and perhaps meet in person again so that we can have further discussion on this matter before it is brought to the public domain.
DLP spokesperson Felicia Dujon in the Lunchtime Edition. The Barbados Secondary Teachers Union welcomes government's proposal for the construction of two new secondary schools. Prime Minister Motley says funding has been sourced for the two schools, one of the properties allocated being the old St. Ursuline Convent building. The BSTU President Mary Ann Redmond says the union recognizes the need for more secondary schools in the country.
This would have, to our minds, a positive effect on the reduction of the size of the population in any existing school plan. So we would have smaller school plans. This in turn should positively affect the teacher pupil ratio with smaller class sizes. And of course, this in turn positively affects the relationship in the classroom between the teacher and the student, because the potential is there for more individualized attention. Of course, it also has impacts on discipline, because smaller schools are far easier to discipline in terms of the student population.
The BSTU President Mary Ann Redmond. Barbados' Ambassador to CARICOM, David Comisione, is demanding that the Biden administration put an end to sanctions and remove Cuba from the list of countries that sponsors terrorism. He was speaking at the 47th commemoration of the bombing of the Cubana Airlines Flight 455 and the inaugural CARICOM Cuba Day Against Terrorism this morning at Payne's Bay St. James. And the Barbados Consumer Empowerment Network is raising concern that some fish vendors may be cheating customers with what it claims are false scale readings. Executive Director Maureen Holder says she has been receiving reports of this practice and believes consumers should be receiving value for money. More in subsequent newscasts. Our top stories: UWI finance expert Professor Justin Robinson sees challenging economic times ahead for Barbados. Prime Minister Motley urges national consensus on what she sees as badly needed education reforms. The DLP denies it's been involved in the consultations on the education overhaul, though admitting it did meet with the Ministry of Education. The lunchtime edition from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Stetson Babb. Good afternoon.
Don't miss the latest with the Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. And like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.